This is an audio version of our fours guide. It covers why we have them, what they are, and how we tend to use them within the church. So to start with, why do we have fours? Well, Jesus' strategy for bringing the good life of God to earth was to do it through people and to do it through his church, to carry that same message that he brought. And the church is both a wide group of people all over the world, but it's also people that we can go deep with. And there's a need for us as we follow Jesus and live on a journey of continual growth, to have others who will help us on that journey and who we in turn can help as well. And so fours are really designed to be that setting. This is why we do them. We do them so that we can help each other in our Christian faith. What are they? Second question. They can be really a variety of settings and relationships. Within Hope, we have a certain suggested format, but the key thing is really that each of us is growing in our Christian faith, growing in our walk, continually changing, becoming more like Jesus, and doing that together with others. We're not designed to be individuals who just do Christianity on our own, just us and Jesus. That it's important that we have our own personal faith, obviously, but his design is the church, it's relationship, and it's with other people as well. And it doesn't need to be in this standard sort of format that we use. It could be in other settings, and you might all have that level of relationship somewhere else, which is great. We want to celebrate that the relationship is there for us to grow. But the structure that we recommend and kind of the sort of standard one within Hope is that a four is a group of four people, hence the name, who meet together maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. That's probably, we'd recommend that at least every 2 weeks is a good frequency. And these people go deep with each other. They share each other's lives, know the details of what's going on. And from that place of knowing each other, can encourage each other and help each other in their walk with Jesus. So that kind of brings us onto how we do it. And we have these four components that we recommend we include within our fours. And it might be that we don't have time every week to cover each one of these areas for each person. But so long as we're aware of all of them, and over time we regularly come back to them, that works well. So the four different areas are, firstly, our Jesus story. Secondly, progress, we call it. So the second one, the next three are all P's. So progress, practices, and prayer. Your Jesus story, progress, practices, and prayer. Just to unpack those a bit. Your Jesus story is, each of us have a story of how we came to know and follow Jesus. And it's important that we know each other's story. So particularly as a four starts, it's great to spend time sharing your story with others that you're meeting with. We each have an original design and particular gifts and callings. It's important to know the original design of others in our four and encourage each other to live in light of that. What are the particular gifts? What's the passions, the callings that God's given each of us? And then thirdly, we're also called to share the Jesus story with other people. And we could include that within this section of our Jesus story is, you know, who are you sharing the good news of Jesus with and how and so on, and to share that with your four. So being aware of our Jesus story and where we are in that is a helpful thing for our four. The second of the four sort of components is progress. And to be a follower of Jesus means that we are constantly growing and changing. We're not a finished work. We recognize that we're continually being made more whole, more like Jesus, and growing into his image. We're continually learning. That's what it means to be a disciple. We're life learners. And so as a four, we can gently encourage each other and celebrate and challenge each other in that. So asking questions like, what's Jesus saying to you at the moment? What's God growing in you at the moment? What are you persevering in at the moment? And you know, starting with someone's original design and saying, what aspect of your original design are you living out at the moment? Are you growing in? And then you know, as and when we are hurt by other people or we hurt other people, we can also say, hey, let's take a moment to forgive that person who's hurt you in that way, or why don't we you know, right now, why don't you just repent of that of that unbelief that, you know, that you're describing in your life, and let's move back into a position of faith. These are some of the questions that we can ask each other, and ways in which we can encourage each other as part of our progress. Thirdly is practices. And Jesus had regular practices, or sometimes they're called spiritual disciplines, can sound a bit heavy, but regular ways that he connected with God. And this is important for us to have these regular ways in which we develop our Christian faith. And they would include things like spending time with God in prayer, in worship, reading the Bible, gathering as church, patterns of work and rest, being generous, giving, serving and loving the poor. Then there's things as well of like fasting and silence and solitude and having fellowship and eating with other people. And again, this is a thing that we can track with others in R4. We can ask them, how are you getting on in your practices? How's your feeding on the Bible? Is the Bible nourishing you? Are you finding you have a good way of doing that? And again, we can share some of the fresh insights that we've had as we've been reading the Bible. And then the last one, the last of the four components is prayer. And we can pray for each other to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We can pray for each other in our life and work of ministry, and just in our daily lives, in our workplaces, and again encourage each other in our lives. So those are the four components of our fours. We recommend that you look to include those different aspects in the way in which you function within your four over time. So that's it in a nutshell. There's a few resources. John Mark Comer wrote a brilliant book called Garden City, and some of the stuff on practices is within that. And it's a book by called Calvary Road by Roy Hessian. We'd recommend on that kind of lifestyle of a disciple. And then we've got various blogs and various talks on the Hope website, again, which speak into a lot of these different things. So in terms of how do you get into a four? Well, you can just contact the office or speak to one of the pastors, and we can help you to connect with people. Or you can, maybe people that you have in mind that you think actually that would be a good person that I could walk with. And so you can just initiate that yourself, and do let us know if you've formed a new four. We'd love to know that they're working, and if anyone needs any support or anything like that, then it's really helpful for us to know which fours are where and who's in what and so on. We have just men with men and women with women in our fours, unless they're marriages, and some fours are married couples meeting with other married couples, and people can do it that way. So that's the concept of fours and a bit about how they can work. The key thing is really we want everyone to be growing and flourishing in their Christian faith, you know, encountering more of Jesus, living a life of partnership with him, seeing his kingdom and his goodness come all around us. And fours are designed to support that. That's what they're all about. So just want to pray now, Lord, whoever's listening to this, just bless you in your walk with Jesus, and pray, Lord, that you lead this person into the four or the relational settings that you've got for them, so that they can continue to grow and encourage others in their faith. Amen.